meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimor Vimorasi and Moshe Yudev in Peshadina, and for Naomi Sarah Bas, Maris Hena Miriam. It says in Masechet Sanhedrin, and Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Vayaka Moshe Vielech El Dasan Vaviram. Moshe went to Dasan and Aviram. Am Reish Lakish darshins on this. Mikan Shein Machzikim B'Machlokes. From here you see that you are not allowed to hold on to a machlokes. Da'amer Rav, kol machzik machlokes over lav. Rav says, anybody who holds on to a machlokes transgresses a negative commandment. Shenemar v'lo yir chikorach uvichado. So one should not be like Korach and his group. Rav Ashi Omar roi litzdareah. Rav Ashi says that it's fitting to get saras. Ksivach, it says over here by Korach, biyad Moshe lo. Uksiv hasam, it says when Moshe wanted to an os to show that Hashem really chose and take Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. It says Ve'omer Hashem lo, od haveina yadcha b'chekecha. So we see that there Moshe Rabbeinu's yad had saras, and therefore here kasher dibir Hashem biyad Moshe is that he was makabel saras. That anybody who is machzik b'machlokes is going to be makabel saras, as the Yad Moshe was at the burning bush. So Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is that Hashem spoke to Moshe about Aaron, that he and his children will be Kohanim. However, the Gemara darshins it that anybody who speaks Lashon Hara about anybody who's machzik machlokas, excuse me, is royal itzareim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, or Rabbi Yossi, kol acholek amachos beis David, royal akishon nachash. Yossi says anybody who argues with machos beis David, it's fitting that a snake should bite him. Ksiv hacha beizbach adoni yotzano v'vavakar mriyim ebez ocheles, az ocheles. Ksiv hasam. So it says, well, when Adoniyahu wanted to grab the melucha for itself, that Adoniyahu sacrificed these slaughtered these animals. And it says over there, Devarim im chamas zochalei afar. So in this pasuk, chamas zochalei afar is referring to, these are the onshim that's going to come to the Jewish people, the Ovid or Zara, and one of them is the snake, the poison of a snake. That's Zochalei Afar. So to Evan has Zocheles is a remez, the stone. Called Evan has Zocheles is a remez to the snake. So since Adonio was rebelling against Machos Beis David, he was worthy of being bitten by the snake, by the Zochalei Afar, Evan has Zocheles. Anybody argues with his Rebbe, he's like arguing with the Shechina, Shenamra, Bahatzosam al Hashem. So Machlokes al Moshe v'al Aaron is considered like a Machlokes against the Shechina. Because it says, Bahatzosam al Hashem, they're really starting up Asher Yitzu al Moshe v'al Aaron, Bahatzos Korach, Bahatzosam al Hashem. So starting up with Moshe and Aaron is like starting up with Hashem. Ad kan zachinu v'mod et divrei Gemara. And now Rashi. Mikan shein machzikim b'machlokes. Shemochel al kvodo v'atzmo levatel halach levatel machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on his kavod, and he went to be mevatel machlokes. Cholek al rabo. What does he mean? Want to argue with the Rebbe? Cholek al yeshiva. So he argues with his yeshiva. Asher hitzu al Moshe v'al Aaron v'adas Korach v'hatzilsem al Hashem ma'aleh aleim ha'kosev kilo yecholken klapei ha'shchina, that they made this fight against Moshe and Aaron v'hatzilsem al Hashem. So by fighting with Moshe and Aaron, it's like fighting against the Shechina. Now the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs did not enumerate this lab of Eloyia k'korach v'chadosa, and also in the Yad HaChazaka the Rambam doesn't count this lav. And the question is, The Rambam doesn't paskin like a Mefurish Rav, Amar Rav. Call him Machzik B'machlokas over Belav. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos did relate to this, but it's hard to understand exactly what he meant. And therefore, we have to explain the Rambam. So in order to do so, I will turn to the Torah that I received from Moriv Rabbi, Harav Agon, Rav Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita. And we will go on his brilliant Mahalach, as he always puts forward such enlightening Torah. So first we want to be Miyashiv, the Sugya L'das Rashi. So the first kasha is that the Sugya brings the Pasuk of Vayokam Moshe, Vayelech El Dosan V'Avirom. And the Gemara doesn't have any kasha on the Pasuk. Right after quoting the Pasuk, that Moshe went to Dosan and Aviram, they bring Reish Lakish, Mikan Shein Machzikin B'machlokes. What's the kasha here? So in Pashtos, the kasha is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu Chlal go to do anything to bring Shalom to remove the Machlokes? What does he care? He didn't start, and he didn't make it any bigger. And this pasuk was stated after they already spoke against him with chutzpah, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. And on this, Reish Lakish said that even if you're not guilty in the machlokas, and even if the Baalei Machlokas act towards you with chutzpah, you are still obligated to try your best lasos shalom. Why? Because ein machzikim b'machlokas. You have to try your best to make peace, even if they're chutzpahdik, and even if you didn't start, because ein machzikim b'machlokas. That would be the pashup shot. But Rashi says a different shot. Rashi says the chiddush is Shemochel al kavodo. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on his kavod. How does Rashi know to explain that way? Pashup shad is, like we said, even if you didn't start, and even if they spoke to you with chutzpah, and machzik machlokas. And Rashi's the chiddush is that Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on his kavod. How does Rashi know that? And the lashon of the sugya itself, we have a kasha. The Gemara says de omar. It says, Amar Reish Lakish Mekan Shei Machzik Machlok. It's De'amar Rav, Kol Machzik Machlok. It's every Belav. What's the De'amar? How does that follow? Just because Ein Machzik Machlok, who says that it's a Lav? Reish Lakish is just trying to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu did this Ishtadlus Saman HaShalom, to make peace. And he learns from here that you should do your best Lo L'Hachzik B'Machlok. So even if a Machlok isn't a Lav, it's still good not to hold on to Machlok. It's good to try to make Shalom. So, what compels the Gemara to say De'amar Rav, as if it has to be because of Reish Lakish that it's a lav? Why does that follow? L'chora, it's a different memra. Rav said, if you're a machzik machlokes, over belav. L'chlal, the Seder Sug is hard to understand, because we start off with Reish Lakish and Rav and Rav Ashi, l'gabei machzik machlokes. Then we bring Rav Yosef, who says, if you're cholek al machus beis David, roi lakish o nachash. That the snake should bite a person who's in Vecholek Amachos Beis David. And then we go back to Rav Chisda, back to Adas Korach. If you're Cholek Al Rab, or Cholek Al Ashchina. So we start with Korach and Machlokes. We end up with Korach and Machlokes. And all of a sudden, right in the middle, Vifalt Araindu, as they say in the yeshivas, Machos Beis David. How does that fall right in the middle of the sugya? So Rav Hamnik explained as follows. That Rashi understood that the Seder HaSugya is that the proof of Reish Lakish is dafka from the fact that Moshe was mochel on his kavod. B'derech klal mel shemochel akavodo ain't kavodo mochel, like the Gemara says in Ksubas. He's not mochel, his kavod isn't mochel. When he forgives his kavod, it's not forgiven. So since there's a din that asers mechilas hakavod, it's not possible that he should be mochel unless there's an iser gomer lahachzik b'machlokas. And then you could be doche, the din covered, because of the iser, losa say being machzik machlokas. Say, better be mochel on your covered melech, and not be machzik machlokas. And that's the lashon of Deo Marav. That Be'emes, the din of Reish Lakish, is built on the iser losa say, the rav is mechadish in his memor. The whole schus, to be mochel on your covered, is because there's a mechayev that comes from the iser gamor of being machzik machlokas. And then you can explain from this will the next part of the Gemara, Ravashi. The Ravashi says, it says Biyad Moshe Lo. It says after it says Veloy Kakorch Vachadoso, Biyad Moshe Lo. The whole pasuk is Zikaron Levnei Yisrael Amana Shelo Yikrav Yisara Shelo Mizera Aaron, who lacked here. Ketores Levnei Hashem Velei Kekarach Vachad Dosa Yikashe Diber Hashem Biad Moshe Lo. So this is, so now Ravashi comes and he darshins that if one is machzik b'machlokas, he's royal hitzareya, just like the tzaras that grew on the hand of Moshe b'tchilas shlichuso b'har Sinai. In other words, since there's a lav gamur in machlokas, just like lashon hara, then there's going to be an onesh of tzaras, just like there is by lashon hara. So it goes together. It's a proper hemshech. It's a continuum. First we have the fact that it's a lav, and once you have a lav, it makes sense. We quote the end of the pasuk, there's also going to be tzaras. So now, why in the middle of the sugya do they bring the member of Rav Yosef, Shecholik HaMachutz Beis David, Roy Lakisho Nachash? So this is coming to tell us, Beremez, that Rav Yosef explains that the gather of Machlokas of Korach against Moshe was a din of Cholek al HaMalchus. That the din melech that Moshe had in the Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech in the door of Midbar. Kayadua, there's a lot of discussion about this. Rashi in Shavuos Tesvav says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. The Rama Melchus Beis HaBechira Paskin this way. Medrash Shmos Rabba says Moshe was a melech Vahi Bishurun melech. Now, like Ula and Zvachim Kuf Beis, that Moshe wanted Malchus and it wasn't given to him. But we have a lot of sources that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. So that's the way Rav Yosef is learning, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, and that's what they were coming to dispute, Moshe Rabbeinu's din melech. And it could be that Rav Yosef explains the drasha of Biyad Moshe in relationship to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe by the Sneh, Maze Biyadecha. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's a mateh. And then what did the mateh turn into? It turned into a nachash. So therefore, the dimyan here is not to tzaras, it's to a nachash. So even the psukim that we have earlier, Biyad Moshe Lo, Rav Yosef didn't bring, they can also prove Rav Yosef's point. But the issue here is being cholek al HaMalchus. So if this is correct, so now we understand the Seder Hemshech Divrei HaGemara. After they bring Reish Lakish and Rav and Ravashi, that there's a din that's geboit, that's built on the fact that Moshe was mochel on his kavod, even though normally his kavod is not machul. Then they bring the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Chisda, that according to Rav Yosef, this is a machlokas on the malchus. And according to Rav Chisda, there's no union of Malchus here. Rav Chisda is Vaiter Chole Cholek Al Rabo, Ke Cholek Al Ashchina. So that's a allusion to the fact that they are arguing on whether the Machlokes is on his the Rabbinate or on his Malchus. So until now, the Gemara is assuming that it's on his Malchus. And Melech Shemachol HaKavodo, Ein Kavodo Mochol. And Memela, the Chiddush of the sugi is that Moshe Rabbeinu was still mochel on his covered because kol machzik machlokas over the lav. He wanted to do the lav, and that's the way Rabbi Yosef also learned that it's a mochel like ala machos. That's why he throws in machos based David. You're cholik a machos based David. It's a very serious aveira. Raila kisho nachash. And now we also said it's possibly the biyad Moshe, the yado. Biyad Moshe lo, excuse me, that's biyad, that's the mate, that's the nachash. And according to Rav Chisda, there's no union of malchus, it's kecholek al rabo. And therefore, if one is cholek al rabo, it's kecholek al ashchino, as he brings the pasuk batzosam al Hashem. And look in the Gemara, you'll see that Rav Chisda says a cholek rabo cholek al ashchino shenemar batzosam al Hashem. And it doesn't say explicitly that it was written about Adas Korach, but Rashi is Marich, and he copies like this: Asher hitzu al Moshe v'al Aaron be'adas koirach b'hatzosam al Hashem, to emphasize that Rav Chisda is coming to define the machlokes of adas koirach, that there's no machlokes against the Shechina mamish or against malchus or against the kihuna. It's a machlokes al rabo that has an ethical severity to it. That a cholek al rabo, a cholek al ashchina, that's a sherhitzu al Moshe ve'al Aaron, as the rabbeim, and that's like being cholek batzosam al Hashem, that's like being cholek al ashchina. We see in Kedushin Lamed Beis Amar Aleph Amar Rav Chisda Rav Shemachal Kvodo, and Kvodo Machol Rav Yosef Amar Filo Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machol. Shemar Hashem olech lefneim yoimam, that Hashem is mochel on his covenant later on. Amar Rabashe filaman dam Rav Shemachal kavodu kavodu mochel Melech Shemachal kavodu ein kavodu mochel Shemar Hashem tosim olecha melech Shtei maso olecha. So this is a gevaldik yisod for what we said. It's mamish nifla that Rav Chisda's l'shitaso that Rav Shemachal kavodu ein kavodu mochel. So therefore he holds the whole machlokes between Adas Korach. And Moshe was together a cholek al rabo, usually a rabbi's mochel al kvodo. And kvodo mochel, and that's the proof of Reish Lakish, that there's a mechayiv not to be machzik b'machlokes. And this mechayiv is matir to be mochel al kvodo, even though usually he doesn't have the koach or the schus to be mochel. So that's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that kol acholek al rabo, kol acholek al ashchina, and our sugya. And in the sugya there in Kedushin, he holds that Rav Shemochel al kavodo and kavodo machul. So he's l'shitaso. He's learning that according to Reish Lakish, the issue is that you cholek on, that they were cholek on their Rebbe, and this and his covet is in machul, but still you have to be in order not to be machzik b'machlokes, the rub has to be mochul. But Rabbi Yosef is l'shitaso, that Rabbi Yosef learns that Rav Shemachal Hakavod Hakavod Hamachul. So if that's the case, Rav Shemachal HaKavod HaKavod HaMachul, then how does Reish Lakish prove that there's really a lav that ain't machzik machlok is de amar Rav kol machzik machlok is over be lav? How do you see you're over be lav? Rav Shemachal HaKavod HaKavod HaMachul, so he was mochel, everything is cool. Therefore he's learning, Rabbi Yosef is learning, that the whole issue is melech. And melech isn't allowed, like we see in the Gemara here. And Rabbi Yosef says a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his cover. And Rav Ashi says that a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his cover. Even according to the man d'om Rav Shemachal, kvodo kvodo mochel, but not a melech. And Rashi is also an Arasugya, Roy Litzdareya. So according to both Rav Ashi and Rav Yosef, we see there them in Kiddushin, so that they hold that a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. And the mele here in the sugya, the proof of Reish Lakish that you're really over on a lav, Reish Lakish and Rav, really it was Rav who said you're over on the lav, is from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was mochel on his malchus. So this sugya, the machlok is later on between Rav Chizda and Rav Yosef. This is an argument of Rav Yosef. The correct we give is Rav Yosef. So the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Chizda, whether kol acholek al machus beis David roi lakish or kol acholek al rabo, the issue here is what they were being cholek on. Were they being cholek on Moshe's malchus? That's what Rav Yosef holds. Or they're being cholek on Moshe Rabbeinu's rabbinate. That's Rav Chizda holds. And both of them are going to learn the earlier recording to Rav Yosef. So we learn the whole sugya is going on. Malchus, you're over Belav, but even though you're over Belav, even though Rav Malchus is not allowed to mochel on his covet, since there's a lav involved, he's mochel on his covet. So Rav Yosef holds, Rav Ashi holds, and that's the way they're learning in Reish Lakish and Rav. But the issue here is a lav, and therefore, since we're dealing with a lav, a melech is allowed to be mochel on his kavod. Rav Chizda says no. I hold the issue as being cholek al rabo, cholek al shechina, and therefore the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu is from the fact that he was mochel on his rabbinate. You're not allowed to be. Rav Chizda says in Maseches Kedushin, from the fact that he was mochel on his rabbinate, Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on being a rav. He went over and he tried to make peace anyway. I ain't kvodo machul according to Rav Chizda, but he did it because machokas is a lav. So it's each one the shitasa. Rav Chizda says that he's a rav is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod, but here since there's a lav involved, he was mochel on his kavod. And the other amoraim hold that a melech is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. And the raya here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's a lav, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was mochel on his malchus in order not to do this avera of being machzik be machlokas. Beautiful. So we still haven't been miyashev the Rambam. So v'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkeinu. In the next shir, we will do so. And in the meantime, we saw dvarim niflaim. So b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we will continue and see niflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, svidis amas kol habisim.